Today I'm going to be reading from my manifestation journal by Limitless Abundance. Law of Attraction. If you can take a moment to consider the raw power that the law of attraction holds, then it becomes very clear that you are the sole arbiter of your life. If you aren't happy with a certain part of your life, if you feel like you suffer or feel unfulfilled, you can use the law of attraction to change your life. The law of attraction is a philosophical concept that possesses the idea that positive thoughts will bring positive outcomes to you. The idea is primarily used in goal setting, turning negative beliefs into positive beliefs, and finding your overarching purpose in life. Several principles make up the basic foundation of the law of attraction. Everything is a vibration. Everything that manifests itself in your life is there because it matches the vibration from your thoughts. Everything in the universe is in a state of vibration. The word vibration has an unfortunate connotation that turns a lot of people off. For no reason, indeed, because vibrations are based on physics. The idea that everything surrounding us, including us, is made up of vibrations, which means everything in the world is in a constant state of vibration. Even objects that appear to be stationary are in fact vibrating. Think about the world as something you observe. You are engaging with all of the energy that you come into contact with. You also create your own energy in your movements, and even your thoughts and feelings. Our thoughts and feelings have a vibrational frequency. According to the law of attraction, like energy attracts energy. So whether you're aware of it or not, the universe merges with the vibrations we put into it. The idea leads us to the following foundational idea. Like attracts like. Things that are similar gravitate towards one another. That can be said for compatible couples, friend groups, event elements. The idea is that your thoughts, attitudes, feelings, and all the other things that make up your vibrational energy will attract that which is similar. If you are putting out positive energy into the world, it will find you. If you smile at someone in the street, they are very likely to smile back. Nature hates vacuums. Building on the idea that like attracts like is the idea that nature hates vacuums. The idea is that your mind and body can never be empty, and something always has to fill up space. If you don't actively fill your mind and body with positive thoughts, it will suck in the negative. Since the mind and the body always have to be full of something, it is better to actively fill it with positive rather than clouded by negativity. The present is already the best place to be. The idea that the present is already perfect is a central idea of the law of attraction practice. While you might assume that because the law of attraction centers on looking towards the future, it would simply imply that there is something wrong in your life and that should be changed. However, part of using the law of attraction focuses on the positive part of moving forward. Stay away from misery, unhappiness, or resentment towards your current situation. This clouds your energy negatively. You have to focus on the positive, which is bringing yourself good things in order to move forward. Use the law of attraction as a method of pursuing goals and desires, or even in bringing yourself closer to your ideal life. You have to carve out your own ideal reality. The idea sounds vague in theory, but becomes firmer in practice. You are carving out your own reality to assist you in believing in something to bring it closer to yourself. To do this, you have to find ways to incorporate the law of attraction into your daily life. This can be by practicing gratitude, using visualization to visualize your goals, learning how to identify negative thinking and turn it into positive thinking, looking for the positive side of every situation, using positive affirmations. Because the law of attraction is the idea that we can attract into our lives what we choose to focus on, it is necessary that you incorporate the concepts mentioned above into your practice. That is because the law of attraction finds all thoughts turn into energy that comes back to you. That means if you're not practicing gratitude, or if you're not actively changing your negative thoughts, then those thoughts are manifesting negative energy towards you. Similarly, the law of attraction places a huge emphasis on setting goals. You need to find something to focus your mind and energy on and channel the positive energy towards what you want to bring yourself. Manifestation. Manifestation is a similar idea to the law of attraction. In fact, you will often hear the term used interchangeably. However, the law of attraction is the idea that you have to use the positive power of your thoughts to bring yourself positive experiences and things. Manifestation is based on the same idea but speaks directly to what you need to achieve it. Essentially, manifestation and the law of attraction go hand in hand. Manifestation is putting your intention towards something that you hope will happen, then watching it happen in real life. Manifestation techniques are the things you do, such as daily rituals or practices, which help you utilize the law of attraction to achieve your goals. In this journal, more of these techniques will be explained, but they may include visualization, use of vision boards, cutting out self-limiting beliefs or thoughts, gratitude journaling, affirmations. Manifestation techniques are the powerful tools you use to work within the law of attraction. They ensure that you can bring yourself the positive things that make up your dreams and desires. You will notice that the list above includes some vague sounding things, like affirmations and visualization, but also some tangible and normal things that plenty of people use every day. Journaling or using vision boards is a very popular manifestation technique and one that does require a great deal of spiritual practice. Many people use vision boards or use journals to record their gratitude, goals, or dreams, and may not even recognize that they are manifesting. That is because manifesting is using the law of attraction and can be something you pursue either with or without intention. Your results will be more powerful if you conduct actions with intention, like in pursuing anything. Everything happening in your life is a reflection of what is happening inside you. Your world is a reflection of you. Whatever you focus on will take shape and manifest into your daily life. It is important to know exactly how to use your manifesting power. Putting your dreams and goals on paper can help you to manifest your desire. When you feel lost or unsure about your manifesting process, or even get frustrated, check back on your goals and insights to find guidance. Your manifesting journal is an ongoing process. Throughout the rest of this journal, we are going to dive deeper into the law of attraction and manifestation. You will receive a tangible step-by-step guide that explains specific methods and techniques you can use to approach the law of attraction. Overall, this journal is going to help you unpack and understand these techniques and methods, and what might seem daunting will be much less so by the end of this journal. The goal here is to provide you with a firm set of options when following the law of attraction and using manifestation. Steps to manifest your dream life. Get clear on what you want. Visualize your desire or dream life. Feel the energy of your desire. Use affirmations to replace limiting beliefs. Have faith in the process. Keep your vibration high. Match the frequency of the reality you want. Always trust your intuition. Release control. Be purposeful with your thoughts and beliefs. Keep in mind that repetition and intentions is key. Carefully watch your thoughts. You are what you think. Align actions with your goals. Take inspired action. Help the universe make it happen. Let go of any resistance or limiting belief. Trust the process. How to use the law of attraction and manifestation. Think about it first. One of the most important things to do before you get started manifesting and using the law of attraction is to take a step back and take stuck of what you want to get out of the process. You need to take your time to assess yourself and make sure that you want what you want. Manifestation is no joking matter, and you need to make sure that you're trying to bring into your life what is into your life. Read this last one over. Manifestation is no joking matter, and you need to make sure that you are trying to bring into your life is what you want in your life. You also need to be specific as possible in your desires, affirmations, and manifestations. Okay, I'm going to stop right here because I keep misreading, because some of the wording of this is kind of not what I'm used to, and I didn't read over this before I started, but this is the first few pages of the journal. I'm going to read some more, and I will make another podcast. Thank you so much for listening. This is just an excerpt from my manifestation journal, and it is created by Limitless Abundance. I got it on Amazon, and I plan on linking it in my blog. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, positive day.